Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hello, hello. Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast, episode 36. So I have been recording podcast episodes all day long. Maybe you heard a few episodes back that I was doing 10 episodes in one day, and this is the last one of this series, so I am really excited to be done. It's 10 p.m., and I've been working on this since 11 a.m., so about 11-hour day that I'm putting in on my spring break, but I am just so proud of myself for following through and for actually getting it done. See, I actually practice what I preach on this podcast. So for this week's episode, we're going to talk about how you can get the ultimate beach body. So summer is just around the corner, and I know that you're dying to get your beach body on, or at least I hope that if you're listening to this episode, that's what brought you here. So here's how you can do that. Ready? In one sentence, I'm going to tell you how you can do it. Put on a bikini and go to the beach. All right, that's the end of the episode. Just kidding. Sort of. I hate to let you down and tell you that this episode isn't actually going to teach you how to obtain the perfect body, but before you go, I do have good news. So having the ideal or the perfect body doesn't actually guarantee that you'll feel confident or even comfortable in your body in the first place. So what's actually most important is how you feel in your body, regardless of how your body looks. So have you ever noticed that some women may not actually fit society's ideal shape or size? Maybe they're larger than the ideal by a little bit or even a lot, yet they somehow walk around oozing confidence and sexiness, and you're like, how the heck did they get that? Well, that's because they've learned to love their bodies regardless of what society has told them about their own body. So they're rebelling against the norm, and that's such a beautiful thing. So you don't have to do anything crazy or radical or difficult in order to get your ultimate beach body. You just have to learn to accept that gorgeous, strong body that I know you've been gifted with. You may not feel that way about your body right now, but with some mindset shifts, you'd be surprised at how much you can learn to love your rolls and your dimples and your cellulite, or even just accept your body and accept that your body is a vessel that helps you live and enjoy life. And so you learn that it's not really about loving the way that your body looks. It's more about loving the way that you feel in your body. So before we get started, this episode is sponsored by the Self-Love Challenge. So the self-love goes hand in hand with your body image, which is why I recommend working on self-love as you work on improving your body image. And actually, in the Self-Love Challenge, we do talk about body image. So if you take the Self-Love Challenge, 10-day Self-Love Challenge, you'll learn to make peace with yourself, to understand your inner voices and learn how they can best support you, how to make the best of and how to navigate those bad body image days or those ugly days, ugly phases. I know that happens for me. I have ugly phases all the time. And you'll also learn how to understand and take action on your own needs. You'll learn how to set healthy boundaries in your relationships. You'll learn to give yourself permission to have things that you've always desired without fearing those things. You'll also learn to prioritize your time and commitments, how to incorporate fun and pleasure into your days, and how to practice self-care in a way that makes you feel your personal best each and every day. You can join the challenge now by visiting laurenkepler.com or visiting the link in the show notes. All right, so what is a beach body exactly? Well, if we think of what it is literally, it's a body on the beach. But maybe right now you're feeling ashamed of your body and you don't want it to be exposed. you don't want anybody to see it. And I totally understand that feeling. I've avoided beaches and pools, living in Vegas especially, for a long time for that exact reason, for too long. I've been ashamed of how my own body looks, and I've been embarrassed to show off so much skin. I have a lot of cellulite. I do have a lot of dimples. I have bulgy areas. Now, this next thing it's not exactly one of my tips for you because it's a little bit out there. It's a little bit bold, and it's a little bit different. So, but my fiance and I, we've gone to nude resorts before, and doing that has really helped me to feel more comfortable in my body. Because when you go somewhere public and you get naked and you're just talking to strangers who are also naked, you can no longer really hide or put up a front, and neither can they. So just like in the primal days, or just like in our natural ways being nude, we're all just equal people. So if you're feeling extra brave, then that's one way that you can really fast track yourself into body acceptance. But if it's not really your cup of tea, then that's totally fine. No worries. I've got lots of goodies waiting for you in this week's episode. So let's dive right in on how you can get the ultimate beach body. So the first and best tip that I know when it comes to improving your body image is to do a social media cleanse. Unfollow all those people who promote only specific body types, who brag about what their bodies look like, or who make you feel bad about your own body. Those people that say that everybody can have the type of body that they do as long as they work hard enough, or everybody can have their ideal body if they work hard enough. And seeing those messages kind of makes you feel like, well, I have tried really hard and I haven't gotten it, so what am I doing wrong? What's wrong with me? Unfollow those people. And then follow people who have a variety of shapes and sizes, especially people that are confident and not afraid to flaunt their bodies and just who own their bodies unapologetically. Then avoid the diet talk. So if someone's talking about their diet or their weight loss goals in front of you, or maybe they're calling themselves names or speaking negatively about their own body, and that's making you feel like crap about your own body, then set boundaries. You can either tell them that kind of talk makes you feel like crap about yourself and that you understand they're not saying that anything is wrong with you, but when they talk about themselves in that way, it makes you feel bad for them and about yourself, because it makes you feel like if they feel this way about their own bodies, how are they feeling about mine? If they're judging themselves this way, what are they thinking about me? But if you don't want to get too confrontational, then you can just briskly and quickly change the subject. Usually they'll get the hint, or maybe they won't get the hint until you've changed the subject a few times. But either way, you'll stop feeding into the negative body talk, and that won't be a regular part of your life anymore. And then learn to be kind to your body. So instead of pinching or poking at your body and then pointing out all the things that you don't like about it, massage her gently. Stand in front of a mirror and point out all the things that you love about her. You can even take a moment to acknowledge the things that you don't love about her, but thank her for her strength and her resilience and how she carries you through each and every day. I really love to do a practice where I get out of the shower and I massage oil or lotion onto my body, and as I go through each body part, I thank it for the miracle that it is and for what it does for me. So I'll like start on my feet and I'll say, thank you feet for carrying me through the day. You take all the load and the burden and you're so strong for that. Thank you calves for helping me walk around campus all day. Thank you thighs for being really strong in my workout this morning, etc. So take some time to thank your body for what it does for you and to learn to have gratitude and appreciation for the body that you've been given, because you only have one and you only ever will have one. So you might as well learn to enjoy it and appreciate her. And then the next tip is to focus on how your body feels instead of what your body looks like. So this is really going to help you in your self-care practice as well. You want to use the way that your body feels in order to drive your habits or the choices that you make for your body. So what habits make you feel best? Exercise, drinking water, getting enough sleep, etc. And when you do those things, it'll be less important what your body looks like and more important how you feel in your body. And you'll automatically feel better and more confident because you know that you're treating your body well, which means you're treating your body with respect, which means you're showing your body that you believe that she is worthy enough of respect. And that's really powerful. I feel like I'm about to lose my voice, so I'm going to clear my throat. I guess I could pause this, but I really don't want to because I don't like to edit these. The next tip, I guess after 10 hours of recording podcast episodes, you'll start to lose your voice. Actually, 11 hours as of right now. Anyway, moving on. So find a bathing suit that you love. And this is like controversial, especially when it comes to like body positivity. You'll hear a lot of things about like, well, just wear whatever. Don't worry about what your body looks like. And that works for some people. And that's awesome. For me, I still really want to feel comfortable and confident in the things that I wear. Because if I'm wearing something for the sake of body positivity, but I don't feel completely comfortable or good in it, then that kind of defeats the purpose. So I like to feel good in the things that I wear, and sometimes that means that I cover myself up more, and that's completely fine with me. So it's all about finding what works for you and how you feel most comfortable. So if you don't feel comfortable in a two-piece, then you don't have to wear one. If you feel like you're more comfortable in shorts and a t-shirt, then that's fine too. Wear whatever makes you feel your most comfortable and your most confident. It took me a long time, but I finally found 3 bathing suits from Target that I absolutely love. And every single one of them is a one piece, which I always thought like one pieces made me feel either like an old lady or like the young little girl that I was, always wearing one pieces with a t-shirt over it because my mom made me. But the ones that I got from Target are really gorgeous, and I actually get a ton of compliments in them. And they're actually really sexy. They're very low cut. One of them has like little fringes on them, and I just feel amazing when I wear them. So even though it might take some digging and creativity on your part, find the suit that best suits your body type. So this has been a very short episode because it's more so about you taking action on these tips that I'm giving and practicing them. You can just choose one or two or work on all of them as you go through your summer and implement them in a way that makes you feel more confident. And I hope that I've really helped you understand that having a beach body is more so an attitude and not just a look. And of course, you can totally join the programs that promise you a beach body or weight loss before the summer if that's what makes you feel your best. That's completely 100% fine. But what I encourage you to do is to focus more on how you feel in your body, because that will ultimately determine your level of confidence. And I've repeated that over and over in this episode for a reason. Because you can do a ton of work to lose weight and to get skinny, and I know this from experience, but it won't mean anything if in your mind you still believe that you don't look good enough or you still believe that you're not skinny enough. You have to learn to accept yourself first before any other major change. So the all or something takeaway from this episode is that you won't always feel amazing on the beach. Even the skinniest girls are going to feel bloated sometimes or embarrassed about their bodies, or they're going to beat themselves up because they haven't done the mindset work to love their bodies no matter what, or to accept their bodies no matter what. So the beach is about having fun though and enjoying yourself or relaxing. So focus on those things and see how that changes your experience. So don't forget to join the self-love challenge at laurenkepler.com or by visiting the link in the show notes. I hope you love this episode, and I cannot wait to talk to you again next week. But until then, remember that you are enough, and you are doing enough.